It looked like Akeem was gonna make it back today.
Akeem was a limited participant in practice today, so it was good to have him back out there. We can see how he responds tomorrow from his first real activity in quite some time, but it was good to have him back out.
When you get him back healthy, who do you feel is your best linebacker combination? Because I know you've dealt with a lot of injuries, but what has worked best for you?
Well, we've got a lot of options. You know, we've got some guys that have now played in our sub package, a number of guys, Akeem being one of them, Steven, and our two rookies. So we'll have some flexibility in our sub package. You know, Omar has not played in any of our sub, but he's played in our base, so it gives us some flexibility in terms of how we're going to put that together. And again, we've got to wait and see if Akeem is going to be ready to go. And then, you know, we'll deal with that. We've got contingency plans based on who we know is healthy right now.
Did something change with Steven? At first, y'all were thinking short-term, but it looks like it's longer than short-term. Did y'all get a re-diagnosis after
that? No, we haven't. You know, Steven's working hard to get back out on the field. And I know as soon as he gets cleared by the doctors, we'll get him back out here.
Just a hammy, that's tough.
It's a hamstring that has been tough to come back from at this point in time.
He didn't participate today?
No. There were five yesterday. There were four today that did not participate. The only real change on our injury report was Akeem Dent.
So. The Tampa Bay front, McCoy and Claiborne, and they got some names up there. How are they performing as a group? I guess McCoy is kind of leaning on him a little bit.
McCoy's having an outstanding year. Mm-hmm. He's been very disruptive in the back, getting into the backfield. And it's not a big group. When I say not a big group, not like we've faced the last 3 or 4 weeks in terms of the size of the guys, but they're very athletic. They're very quick. They're more of a stunning defensive line. That's more their style. They move those guys quite a bit, and McCoy's very good at it.
Can you clarify a little bit what the rule is as far as opposing defenses having two guys jam Tony at the line? Even he seems a little unclear.
Yes. Again, you can chuck in the first 5 yards, but you can only chuck one time. You can't chuck twice in the first five yards, and you can't hold. So you can't hold any time. So I think that there was definitely a different way that the game was officiated in the Jets game than the previous game. And again, as I mentioned, you know, we're all working to make the game as clean as it can be. That's coaches, players, the league office, everybody.
Did you bring that to the attention of the league?
Again, I'm not gonna comment about anything. I'm just trying to clarify the rule there. The way I understand that it's going to be officiated, and how it was officiated differently in the New York Jet game.
You know, I know the record, but they played y'all tough down there last year, 1-point game, and then beat you up here at the end when we were getting ready for the playoffs. It looks like pretty, tough.
This is a tough matchup. This is a very good football team. Again, I think when you play in the division, you can throw records out. There's a familiarity with each other. They've got a very deep roster. Especially, I think they're playing outstanding on defense. You look across the board and you see some really good football players up front and in the secondary. And their linebackers are very quick as well.
Yes. When you look at Glennon on film, do you see any similarities to a young Matt Ryan coming in, just the similar coaches he had, the mechanics, all those kind of things?
Well, I think that, size-wise, they're very similar. Speed-wise, they're very, very similar. He's got some of the same mechanics that that Matt has. So, and I know that they had the same coach that coached him, and so there are some similarities.